Hallelujah. I'm going to preach this morning on the opportunity of a lifetime. The opportunity of a lifetime. Hebrews, the second chapter, the first verse. Therefore, we ought to give a more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Another word for slip is, like our brother said, unintentional drifting, to drift away. For if the word spoken by the angels were steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. That means if they had to suffer the consequences of every sin and disobedience, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken of by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard them, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Hallelujah. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? I want to preach to you this morning, the Holy Ghost to help me, on the opportunity of a lifetime. Glory to God. The opportunity of a lifetime. Let us bow our heads and pray. Father, we love you. We thank you so much for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for those that are here today, our visitors, home folks. Lord, as we're getting ready to sit around the table that's here in our midst, Lord, we smell the good aroma coming from the kitchen. But Lord, you have a table that's set before us here this morning, Lord. The cup's never empty, the plate's always full. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to pull up the chair here this morning and partake of this heavenly feast that you have for us here today. In Jesus' name, and all the church said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The opportunity of a lifetime. My father one time talked about an opportunity that he had to buy some property. And to when he bought, he had an opportunity to buy it real cheap. And it was out on the highway, and had a friend that offered it to him. And he said, you know, if I just could have raised the money. But he said, I was kind of stacked up, kind of maxed out at the bank, helping with the church. We'd been doing some work. And said, didn't quite have the money to be able to raise it, to be able to do it at that time. He said somebody else bought it, and then they held on to it just for a little while, and pretty soon businesses started frequenting right there beside the road over there where Arby's is now and the Sonic. And and the man that waited for a little while, and he sold it at a premium. Glory to God. Made a big killing, if you will. Hallelujah. It was the opportunity of a lifetime. My father would always shake his head and said, you know what? I had that opportunity to get that. Oh, dear God. And I read a story one time about a man that had a fountain one time in a drugstore. You know, the old fountains they used to have. You can go in there and get a limeade. And he fixed up a certain concoction. Everybody really liked it. And so they said, you know what? You ought to go out. You ought to peddle this thing. And you ought to commercialize it. It'd be something. Everybody came from far and wide to be able to taste this new drink. He said, no, it'll never go anywhere. So somebody came and said, you know what? We'd like to take it. Why don't you sell us the patent to that? So he sold it for a dollar bill. Coca-Cola has become a multi-billionaire, billion-dollar business. Glory to God. It's known the worldwide. Lost opportunity. Lost opportunity. Let me tell you something here today. I believe that the things that we put a premium on are the things that should be eternal. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The opportunity of a lifetime. Notice what the word opportunity means. It means to not do, it means to do something. To take advantage of a thing that presents itself. Glory to God. Opportunity. Notice here in our text, the opportunity, first of all, that was offered here. Glory to God. That opportunity of salvation. Glory to God. Notice what the word salvation means. The word salvation means to rescue, to deliver, to save, and to preserve. Glory to God. To rescue and deliver, and to save and to preserve. Glory to God. To rescue us from bondage. Glory to God. I want you to know that there's been people here in this very room. I'm looking out at you here today. Glory to God, including the person standing behind this pulpit, that God has brought the rescue, hallelujah, to your life. You've been suffered from bondage, things that we could not help ourselves, but somewhere along the line, the Lord dealt with our hearts, hallelujah, and he rescued us from the person that we would have became all but for his salvation. Can you say amen? Glory to God. I want you to realize here, he rescued us from the penalty of sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To rescue, not only to rescue us, but also to deliver us from that Adamic nature. Oh, dear God. I was teaching in the class here, in the new conference class this morning, and I told Brother Don, I said, listen to me. When Adam fell, it was a terrible thing that happened. God created us in his image. He created us in his likeness. Glory to God. When he looked at Adam, he saw his nature. He saw his very image. But in that fall, we took on the nature of a beast. Oh, dear God. We become subject to the carnal desires. Our desire was no longer the desire of the master, of the God that created us. Dear God. But he delivered us when he came and he died on that cross and gave us this great salvation. He delivered us from that Adamic nature. Glory to God. From the very power of sin. Glory to God. Listen to me. Not only does salvation rescue us and deliver us, but it also preserves us from our final destiny. If it wasn't for the love of God and it wasn't for that great salvation, we would spend an eternity in a devil's hell. Can you say amen? I want you to imagine a world without God. Imagine a world that is without the sun that shines on us in the morning. Imagine the world without a baby's cry. Imagine a world that hell's going to be. But you know what? He left the glory of heaven. He left that throne at the right hand of the Father. And he came down and gave his life as a ransom for human beings such as us. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. He left it all, church, just to come and pay the supreme sacrifice so that we could be saved. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Thank God for that salvation. Hallelujah. I said thank God for that salvation. Brother Jim, I'm glad he spoke to you there on Father's Day a few years ago. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Richie, aren't you glad he spoke to you? Hallelujah. And he rescued you. He delivered you. And he has preserved you until this day. Glory to God. No longer do we have to worry about judgment catching up with us. No longer do we have to worry and fear that if we should spend eternity, we'd spend it in hell. No longer do we have to look over our shoulder and wonder if judgment's going to catch up with us. All because he came from glory and he died on the cross so that we could experience this great salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now I want you to notice here the significance of this opportunity. Glory to God. Not only the opportunity that's offered, but look at the significance of this opportunity. Hallelujah. Notice what it said. It said this great salvation. This great salvation. Notice its greatness. Hallelujah. Brother Davis, what's so great about this salvation? I want you to take a look, first of all, at the author of it. Look at the author of our salvation. Glory to God. The very one who flung the stars into space. The very one that spoke in the firmament, come out of the deep. Oh, hallelujah. The very one that knows the stars by name. The very one that knows the hairs of our head, whether we have a lot or a little. Glory to God. He knows the very hairs of our head and their number. The very one that sees every sparrow, every little bird that falls to the ground. Hallelujah. It's Jesus Christ. Notice here the price that was paid. What's so great about this salvation? It's the author and the price that was paid on Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. The pain that he had to go through. When he was 12 years old, he realized what he must do. But for 18 more years, he was subject unto his parents. Hallelujah. And at the age of 30, he came out of the carpenter shop for the last time to do the will of his father. Had to suffer rejection by those that were his own people. Had to separate himself from his own family in order to be able to do the will of his heavenly father. Glory to God. And not only to do that, but to have to go to Calvary and to die on an old painful cross. Thank God for this great salvation. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. The significance of this opportunity. Notice what was so great about it. Not only the author and the price, but the availability. He didn't just die for the Jews. Glory to God. Thank God he didn't just die for the Jews. Your name don't have to be Davis. Your name don't have to be Hadley. You can be of an unknown origin. You can be of a different nationality. But you can still experience this great salvation. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad he said, whosoever will, let him come and take of this life. Oh, glory to God. The availability of this great salvation. That's what signifies its greatness. Not only is it availability, but I want you to notice here the simplicity of it. The simplicity of it. You don't have to go through a big rigmarole, keep a bunch of rules, and live by a certain dogma, certain doctrine. But I'm here to tell you this morning, all you have to do is come to this altar, kneel and say, Lord, I'm tired of the way that I'm living. Lord, I want you to come into my heart. I want you to make me a whole being, dear God. Hallelujah. And as simple as that, you can be saved. You can have salvation for you. Old. Oh, glory to God. The simplicity. Just confess and believe, and you can be saved. Glory to God. Doesn't matter if you're in the middle of them all. Doesn't matter if you're kneeling at this altar. You could be standing outside. You could be at work and pause just for a moment. Hallelujah. And say, you know what, Lord, if you're real, come into my life. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this right now. People have been saved at home. They've been saved at church. They've been saved on the job. One man that I told, he was in the middle of a rock and roll concert. All kinds of sin around him. And he said, Lord, if you can save me here, you can save anybody anywhere. And God done the work, saved him right in the midst of that rock and roll concert. He couldn't wait to get out of there. Because what? The nature had been changed. Glory to God. In the twinkling of an eye, instantly. Oh, glory to God. It's just as simple as that, church. We try to make it so hard. You got to live up to this. You got to live up to that. You got to do this and do that. You know what you got to do? You got to confess it with your mouth. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you, and you can be saved. It's just as simple as that. Glory to God. Notice here the greatness of it in its simplicity. Notice here something else about the greatness, the benefits that come along with it. Glory to God. The benefits that come along with this great salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You know what? We minimize peace. The world we live in today, we think activity is really doing something for God. We're fulfilling our purpose just by being busy. The sister said we needed a break. Hallelujah. We get so busy, and we think because we're busy, then we're really accomplishing something. But you know what? We can be like an octopus on roller skates. There's a lot of activity, but you're not going to go nowhere. You're not going to go nowhere. Oh, dear God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you about one of the benefits of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. You don't know, Sister Megan, the people that I've talked to that called me on the phone said, I can't sleep at night. I'm tormented. I'm tormented by the past. I'm tormented by memories, tormented by decisions that I made way back there in the past. But I come to let you know, he still says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly at heart. Ye shall find rest for your souls. Glory to God. Listen to me. You can find that peace. Hallelujah. You can find that presence of mind. Or you can be like that man who was clothed and in his right man. Just a few moments before, he was a raving maniac. Just a few moments before, he was waiting to tear the clothes off of anybody who tried to confront him. But now he's sitting clothed in his right mind. Hallelujah. Praising the name of Jesus. Something's happened here. Glory to God. What was it? It's this great salvation that I'm talking about here this morning. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Not only that, you can have joy. You can have joy. Glory to God. What is joy, Brother Davis? Joy is knowing that if you ain't got a penny in the bank, you can still shout in the Sunday morning service. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you about joy. Even though you lose your daddy, even though you lose your husband, even though you lose your mentor that you were raised up under, we can still shout at the funeral because we know it's nothing more than just a homecoming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's sitting at the feet of the master. Oh, glory to God. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they covered me. Listen to me. I'm talking about this great salvation. Hallelujah. You can have joy even in the midst of the trial. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Not only that, we can have healing. We can have healing. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, I tell you about when I was praying for this young man the other day, I felt like the Lord was trying to deal with him. Oh, glory to God. Parents sitting around and trying to smile, putting a smile on, but in their heart, I know their heart had to be churning. The feelings, the emotions had to be churning. Oh, dear God. But listen, somebody, I believe, walked into that room that day, touched that young man. Hallelujah. Thank God for the miraculous healing that the Lord brings. Can you say amen? All the doctors are good and they do the good they can, but that when they come to the end of the rope, that's where Jesus takes over. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And we can give up and let him take over, and we'll find that joy. We'll find that peace. We'll find that healing. Glory to God. That hatred that we had for those that were in our past, those that we had for those that were in our childhood, that hatred that we felt now has been turned to love. Glory to God. What is it, Brother Davis? I'll tell you what it is. It's this great salvation working one more time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you with me this morning? Hallelujah. You can be hooked on drugs. You can be taking acid, smoking marijuana, but this boy is a living example. I'm not here to glorify his past, but I'm going to tell you something. One day at this altar, right over about right in here somewhere, great salvation took place in this boy's life. We try to remember, well, that's just something. Listen to me. It's a miracle. I said it's a miracle. Hallelujah. I was laying in that back room during revival here a while back, and the Lord spoke to me and said, you know what? You've lost your awe of the miracle of salvation. Yes, you were a young boy. Yes, you were raised in a Christian home. Yes, you were raised under the best circumstances, but you've lost your awe for the miracle that happened in you when you was a young boy. I started to weep. I said, God, don't ever let me take your salvation for granted. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at the benefits. Not only that, but look at the source. You may think it's a one-time fix. Our government has put millions and billions of dollars into big corporations, and they continue to flop and fail. But you know what? Their sources is running out. The great nation that we look at in America, the source is running out. But let me tell you about a source. The Bible said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. Hallelujah. Let me tell you about somebody who's able to meet our needs according to his riches, and they are unlimited. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. The source. Oh, glory to God. I was telling Brother Don this morning, I said, if anything else besides Christ becomes your source of happiness and peace and joy, that thing is wrong no matter what it is. He is the unlimited source. Oh, glory to God. Not only that, but look at the reward. Look at the reward of this great salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My name written in the Lamb's book of life. Come on, church. Are you with me this morning? Some of you act like you're half asleep here this morning. I know you come a long way, some of you young couples, but are you with me this morning? Are you with me, young people? Glory to God. Listen to me. There is a reward for those whose name is written in the Lamb's book of life. We stand before God on that great judgment day. Oh, we give an accounting for our words and our deeds and our motives. Dear God, when we stand before him and hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. It's going to be worth the journey, Brother Richard. Hallelujah. Brother Jim, it's going to be worth the record. Hallelujah. It's going to be worth the journey. The reward that's coming sounds too good to be true. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Not only the reward, but look at the heritage. Look at the heritage. We can pass this on down. Glory to God. Here we have our brother, Brother Hatley. But look over to his right. Hallelujah. There's a grandson that's just taking it on down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can pass this on down. Glory to God. Jared's not in here right now. But thank God I was able to pass this thing on down to him. You know why? It's eternal. Glory to God. When I got saved, I became an eternal being. Hallelujah. Thank God for this great salvation. We're able to pass this on down to our children. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to take a look at the limitations of this opportunity. Our negligence. How shall we escape if we neglect? That word neglect means to not do what needs to be done. To not do what needs to be done. I read an article one time about a psychiatrist. He said the greatest source of stress is to not do what you know needs to be done and to do what you know you shouldn't ought to do. He said that's the greatest source of stress that we live in here today. I must challenge you, church. Glory to God. Don't neglect this great salvation. Hallelujah. If you know you need to repent, take care of it. I was sharing with Brother Don this morning. I said, you know, when you're seeing that small, still voice talks to you, don't put it off. Deal with it. Get on your knees. Find a place to pray. Stick your head in the corner and say, God, you spoke to me. Dear God, I plead your blood. Oh, I don't want to neglect this great salvation. Are you with me here today? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen to me. The difference between abuse and neglect is minimal. There's hardly any difference. Abuse is something you do to, and neglect is something you take away. Oh, dear God. Abuse is something you do, and neglect is something you don't do. What needs to be done. It's a terrible thing. I've watched children that's coming to our Christian school, and I've watched as they've huddled. They cling to people. You know why? Somewhere down the line, somebody has neglected to love that child like they needed to be loved. Oh, it's a terrible thing to watch children that's been neglected. Oh, but I'm going to tell you something, that it's even more terrible to neglect the decision to give God your life. Hallelujah. Oh, dear God. Notice here, not only negligence, but procrastination. It's an indicator of neglect. Felix told Paul, said, you know what? Hallelujah. I'm just going to wait for a more convenient season. While Paul was preaching and testifying, Felix was sitting there trembling and shaking under the power of conviction. But yet he said, I'm going to wait for a more convenient season. We have no record whether Felix ever made that decision or not. I challenge you here today. Don't put it off another day. I said, don't put it off another day. Oh, come on. Use this morning as an opportunity to say, you know what? There's been things I know. I've been pushing it to the side. I've been procrastinating in these areas. But God is speaking to my heart this morning, and I'm going to respond in this altar. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Notice here, number four, the consequences of missed opportunity. How shall we escape? How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Notice here, the angels who are supernatural beings, who are eternal beings, but notice even they were not exempt from judgment. If the angels themselves were not exempt, what makes us think as finite beings that die, that turn into dust, that our souls are going to be exempt when we stand before an almighty God and give an account for the deeds that we either did or we should have done and didn't do? Oh, dear God, church, listen to me. Hallelujah. The angels were not exempt from the consequences. Hallelujah. Notice here, after the signs and wonders and miracles and gifts that's been given by God, God's going to hold us accountable for this great salvation. The most terrible thing you can do is not sodomy. The most terrible thing you can commit is not murder, but just commit negligence and neglect this great salvation. Say, I'll put it off to a more convenient time. Oh, dear God, God's talking to your heart this morning. I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you. Glory to God. Make a decision for Christ. Make a decision for Christ. Glory to God. It's us who determine our priorities and what receives the preeminence and the focus in our lives. It's us as individuals. Glory to God. I won't go to hell for what somebody done to me. Are you listening to me here today, please? I'm preaching something I know. I know it's confrontational. But listen to me this morning. We won't go to hell for what somebody else, what our parents, what happened to us in our childhood. If you were abused, you won't go to hell for that. But you'll go to hell for not making a decision to let Christ take charge of your life. It's up to you as an individual. You must take charge this morning and say, you know what? I'm not going to put it off any longer. That thing that God's been talking to you about in your life, he's been dealing with you. You procrastinate and say, you know what? I will at a later date. I'm going to wait till after I'm married. I'm going to wait till after my kids are raised. I'm going to wait until I'm on Social Security. You can put it off, put it off, put it off, and put it off. Then all of a sudden you're staring death in the face. I'd like to challenge you this morning. Choose godliness. Choose godliness. Hallelujah. Take advantage of this opportunity of a lifetime. Glory to God. I beg and I plead with you this morning. Don't put it off. Don't neglect it. Don't push it to the side and say, you know what? I'll do that at a later date. Isaiah, while there's still time. Hallelujah. I know you're just a young man. 13, 14. Glory to God. You're just a young man. Take care of it now. Take care of it now. You know why? Because there is a promise of now. My dad's favorite scripture was this. Godliness is profitable. Having promise of the life that now is. And of that which is to come. Godliness is profitable. Having promise of the life that now is. And of that which is to come. Hallelujah. My mother was the oldest of all her siblings. She was the oldest child. There were several sisters that were under her and a youngest brother. All of them had passed. My mother is still alive today. Godliness is profitable. Having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. I don't want to wait until I have to. You know what? You can experience heaven down here. I said, you can experience heaven down here. We was feeling that this morning, wasn't we? Glory to God. Brother Hatley, you was feeling a little touch of heaven just a while ago. Oh, glory to God. You don't have to wait to get to heaven to experience heaven. You can have a little heaven right down here. Glory to God. Godliness is profitable, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. Oh, glory to God. You know what we call it? We call it the best of both worlds. You can get the best out of this life and the best out of the next life. You don't have to wait any longer. This morning, you can make a decision to say, I'm going to come to grips with this great salvation. Stand to your feet if you will. Hallelujah. Somebody bring a song. Hallelujah. The hereafter is determined by what you're after here. I want you to get a hold of that. The hereafter is determined by what you're after here. Are you going after riches? Are you going after pleasure? Are you seeking for the fun, only the fun things in life? I'd like to challenge you. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Glory to God. You can have that peace. You can have that joy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A lot of people looked at us in our life and they said, you know, you look like you're so deprived. You're going around. We had a drug problem in the Davis family. We were drug all over the country. I remember Mom, that little old station, Falcon station wagon. Glory to God, stacked in there behind the seat. Mom would lay her head back and she'd go to sleep. Every time she'd wake up, I remember the words she would say every time. Brother Darrell, she'd say, I've been sleeping, haven't I? Where are we? You'd say that every time. And she always had a big old long switch on the dash. If we got out of order, we hated for anybody to get out of order because all of us caught it. Whack, 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 whack. But my dad made a decision. His dad was an alcoholic. But he turned the tide. Sin doesn't have to be generational. I said, sin doesn't have to be generational. He said, we're going to have a Christian home. We're going to let God take preeminence in the life. We're going to minister. We're going to preach wherever God opens a door. Dad went to work at peeling logs. He was a strong man, a big man, big hands. He could have made his way to the foreman. Mom said, why don't you be like Carl Page? He's a foreman. You can make it. He said, you know, God didn't call me to be a foreman. God called me to be a minister. Called me to be a preacher. Brother Hatley hit the road. Sometimes we'd number the Davis family, we'd number more than a congregation. Some about 17 of us come out piling out of them, that motorhome, out of that fifth wheel. Brother Travis, hallelujah. But you know what? I don't ever remember a time when we were deprived. Raised without a television, raised without all of those things. We was too busy working in the kingdom of God. Seeking first the kingdom of God. He said, Brother Davis, we've heard this story over and over again. Well, let me tell you the consequences. Let me tell you the reward. All of our children are saved today. And most of them's in the ministry doing something in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Listen to me. There's a reward that's coming. I know it may sound too good to be true. I've had people criticize me. Tell me, are you waiting for your pie in the sky? No, 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 no. Hallelujah. I have it down here. I'm not waiting for it there. I've been under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I've felt the power of the world to come. Brother Matt, what in the world would you go back to the world for when you felt what you felt at the camp? Glory to God, leaning against that wall. The Holy Ghost racking his body over and over and over again. Why in the world? There's nothing back there for me. Brother Jim, there's nothing back there but sorrow. Nothing back there but the consequences of sin. but godliness is profitable, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. As I watch my son minister in the school, in the church, hallelujah, I'm living the good life. Little Jared, he was out there one day. They was hunting. He was hunting with Dad, Jared Jr., and Dad Sr. He was hunting out there, Brother Colby. He was leaning back here, and he looked up at his dad, and he said, ah, this is the life. Hallelujah. Well, let me tell you something. This is the life. Young people, let me just reassure you, on the other side of the fence, the grass may look greener, but it's usually over the septic tank. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now. Glory to God. Through all the rotten garbage that covers it up, it looks glamorous on the outside. Why are these Hollywood glamour stars in and out of rehabs? I'm going to tell you the reason why. Why are they estranging themselves from their own children? Their own children despise them. Why? I'm going to tell you the rod. Why? Glory to God. They neglected this great salvation. Oh, dear God. If Elvis Presley was here, would you ask him a question? What would you like to sing? He said, I'd sing that old rugged cross. If I had another opportunity, dear God. Hallelujah. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'd like to give you a chance. You're not saved in this house, and you'd like to come to Jesus Christ. You'd like to deal with that right now. There's some of you that's having doubts. God has spoken to your heart. Let me challenge you this morning. Come and embrace this great salvation. Come and embrace peace and joy. You may be in the middle of circumstances. Don't let circumstances define you. Hallelujah. I'd like to challenge you today. Rise above the circumstances. Step out of your chair and come to this altar. God is calling your name. God is calling your name. How should we escape? Not even the angels did, not apostles. They can't answer that question. Only you can decide. I challenge you this morning. Would you come? Would you come? I'm leaving it open just for a few minutes here. Hallelujah. Those that are tormented right now in mind. Hallelujah. You're wondering if you're ever going to see the light of day. You're wondering if you're ever going to get out of this mess that you're in. I'd like to challenge you. Come unto him. That's able to give you that peace, that joy right now. Hallelujah. He can give it to you right now. Glory to God. Do you have the courage and the taste to step forward right now? Saints, let's come around this altar.